bower in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. Let's stand if we would, and we'll go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Amen. I wish this morning that you would remember Sister Erica in prayer, that the Lord would touch her body and give her help today. Amen. The Lord would touch her. Remember Sister Ray. Continue to pray for her as well. All right? Amen. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, Lord, we love you today. And God, I thank you, Lord God, for your help and strength to us. Lord, I thank you, God, that we can call out upon your name, that we can feel your presence today. And God, that we can know the sweet Holy Ghost today, Lord Jesus. Lord, would you touch Sister Erica today, Lord? Touch her body. And God, that you'd give her healing. Give her strength this morning, Lord Jesus. And God, I pray that you'd continue to help Sister Ray, Lord. God, continue to touch her. Minister to her, Lord Jesus. We ask it in your name. And God, I pray, Lord God, that you would bless us in our service this morning. Let the presence of God come by. Help us and give us strength and touch our life. And we'll give you praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Would you lift your hands and let's worship the Lord this morning. Let's just give him praise today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. God, I give you the praise today, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing this chorus together. Oh, I will bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. So worship him this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. You're so good, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord, for every blessing, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your help and your blessings to us today, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You can be seated today if you'd like. Hallelujah. Praise God. Appreciate you being in the house of the Lord today on this Mother's Day. And we want to thank all you mothers for being with us today. We appreciate you coming out and being God's house today. Amen. Trust the Lord will bless you today, and that we want you to feel appreciated. You know, we want you to feel appreciated. They said that, I was listening to radio, they said that they computed the stay-at-home moms what their pay should be, you know. They do that every year. Well, this year it's up to $138,000. Man, I tell you what, Ruth is so underpaid. She is so underpaid. And maybe you're feeling like you're just not appreciated this morning. And maybe you're feeling underpaid, underappreciated. And you just need somebody to... Maybe you're even feeling underloved. Well, amen. This morning, maybe today before you leave here, we can let you feel a little more appreciated and a little more loved. You're still going to be underpaid. Okay? You're still going to be underpaid this morning when you leave. But we want you to feel appreciated and loved anyway. And because we do appreciate the mothers today. And trust the Lord is going to meet with you today. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to sing a song here out of the book this morning. And then we're going to, we've got the children going to be participating today. And that is a 57, I believe it is. Wow. Page 57 in the red book, Amazing Grace. Page 57 in the red book.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. God, praise God, praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. When we've been there 10,000 years, amen, we've no less time to sing God's praise at that point than when we first begun. I mean, for all of eternity, amen, we'll be singing praises to the Lord, right? Amen. You know, we need to, and I've listened to a lot of things about worship this week, but I'll tell you, the church needs to learn how to worship again, to get back to worshiping God. If we're going to do it for all of eternity, we're going to worship God. Amen. We need to learn how to worship God here on this earth. I know today is the day we worship mothers, but I think every day is the day we need to worship the Lord God and to give Him praise for what He's done. Amen. We've got into a generation where we're so focused on programs in the church, and we're focused on choreography, and everything's got to be choreographed out so perfectly. You know, ballets and flag teams and all of that kind of stuff. We need to just get back down to the basics of worship. And that is just lifting your heart and voice and praise to God and worshiping the Lord from the depths of your soul. And then it don't have nothing to do with flags. It don't have nothing to do with a ballet dance. It all has to do with you in the depths of your heart worshiping God and giving God praise. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I think we need to get back to the worship. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're thrilled to have the kids with us today, and they're going to be participating, and they'll be bringing the smaller ones up here in just a moment. But I want to give you a couple of announcements here. Monday, May the 21st, we'll have a kitchen cleanup out at the camp, and we need all those that can help us. Starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, we'll be cleaning the kitchen. And we need men and women that can help us out. We need some men because there's some heavier stuff that needs to be done. And some mopping and stuff that we don't want all the ladies to have to do all that. Some of those things need to be taken care of. So we'll be starting at 9 o'clock. Bring a lunch with you. Come and enjoy the good fellowship. It's always a great time. And you'll enjoy working at the camp. And youth camp is just around the corner. Just around the corner. I was talking to Brother Mike Switzer. He's going to be our night speaker at youth camp this year. And I've done a number of youth camps with Brother Switzer, and he is one of my favorites as far as a youth camp speaker. And called him this morning, talked to him on the phone just this morning. He said, "I am looking forward more forward to coming to Granite City than I am to come doing anything else this year." And I think it's because he wants to feel young at youth camp, but he's really looked forward to youth camp, and I feel like the Lord's going to really meet with us. Number of new churches that have contacted us about coming this year, and we're excited about that. We're excited about it, and I just trust the Lord to meet with us. But in the meantime, between now and then, we've got a lot of work to do, right? A lot of work to do. So if you could help us out at the camp and be planning on being there Monday morning, the 21st at 9 o'clock. Amen. Appreciate those that helped out the young people yesterday with work day and gave them some work to do. And I hope that they worked hard. Brother Eric said that did a good job, and they stayed after it. And we appreciate you allowing them to help you with different things at your home. Amen. Sister Kelly, why don't we just go ahead and start with you then, if you will. When they was up for Easter, didn't they? Didn't they do a good job? And so they're going to help us with that again this morning, too. So.
genetics.
You're just like your father.
My mother taught me about
roots. Do you think you were born in a barn?
My mother taught me about
wisdom.
When you get to be my age, you will understand.
My mother taught me about
anticipation.
Just wait until your father gets home.
Receiving.
You're going to get it when we get home.
My mother taught me about
justice.
One day you will have kids and I hope they turn out just like you. Then you will see what it's like.
My mother taught me about
meeting challenges.
What were you thinking? Answer me when I'm talking to you. Don't talk back to me.
My mother taught me about
thinking ahead.
If you don't know how to spell, you'll never get a good job.
My mother taught me about
logic.
If you fall and break your neck, you're not going to the store with me.
My mother taught me about
reason.
Because I said so.
My mother taught me about
medicine.
Just put it in your mouth, tip your head back, and swallow it. Don't spit it out, swallow it.
A job well done.
If you are going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished cleaning.
My mother taught me about
individualism.
If your friends jumped off a bridge, you would too.
My mother taught me about
religion.
You better pray that your dad don't find out what you have done.
My mother taught me about
behavior.
Stop acting like your father.
Lying.
If you don't tell the truth, you'll grow up to be a weather forecaster or a politician.
My mother taught me about
hearing losses.
Turn that down. What's wrong with you? Are you deaf?
My mother taught me about
mercy. Just do that one more time, and you won't be able to sit down.
My mother taught me about
hypocrisy.
If I've told you once, I've told you a million times. Don't exaggerate.
My mother taught me about
irony.
Keep crying, and I'll give you something to cry about.
My mother taught me about
stamina.
You'll sit there until you eat all your spinach.
My mother taught me about
weather.
This room looks like a tornado just hit it.
My mother taught me about
ESP.
I know what you're thinking. Don't even try it.
My mother taught me about
asking questions.
I told you once, don't ask me again.
My mother taught me about
writing a book.
Why do you want to know? Are you writing a book? If so, you can leave that chapter out.
My mother taught me about
patience.
Get out of my way. I could already have that done by now.
If you guys are going to do the sign language song, stay up here. If you're not, have a seat. Okay? Are you guys doing the sign language? Okay. Are you doing sign language?
I am.
Okay. Down here, put like a couple down here. Is anybody else doing the sign language? Is that it? Okay.
Thank you.
very good, didn't it? I had so many requests for them to do that song again. They did it at Easter, and they did such a great job. I appreciate the kids. I appreciate the job that those that help in the children's church do every Sunday. And it's a big job. It's a big job. And some Sundays, there's more kids than others. And it's a big job where they really have to work hard at it. And I appreciate all that they do to do that. Yeah. Nathan, would you go down and mention to Sister Carrie that we're ready for them to come up? Okay. Brother Jackson, while we're waiting for them, why don't we go ahead and hand out some gifts for the mothers today? If you would, these brothers are going to be passing out some gifts for mothers. We appreciate each and every one of you. You know, Kayla was about, she was probably 14 months old, something like that. She was a little over a year. She was walking around. But we was at JCPenney in the children's department, and I was watching Kayla and being a good father, and Ruth was out shopping, being a good mother. And so being the good father that I was, I found that in the children's department they had a kids video going on, and I sat her down right there in front of that so I could get a break, you know. And so there was another little girl about the same age, little blonde-haired girl that was there, and she was kind of watching that video too. And Kayla got up, and she went right up. She was standing right in front of this monitor that was up there, standing right there in front of it, blocking the whole picture, you know. And so I told her, I said, Kayla, Kayla, step back so that this other little girl can see. That's what I just said, called her name and asked her to step back. And this mother said, what'd you call her? I said, her name's Kayla. Well, she said, well, that's interesting. My daughter's name's Kayla, too. I said, oh, really? She goes, what's her middle name? I said, it's Kayla Marie. And she said, wow. And she said, my daughter's Kayla Marie. I said, oh, cool. You know, this is an honest truth. Telling you with my hands up, this is an honest truth. Unless she is lying to me. And she said, well, when was she born? I said, she was born September the 22nd. She said, you're kidding. I said, no. She said, that's amazing. My daughter was born September the 22nd. I said, oh, wow. She said, what hospital was she born in? I said, Good Sam Hospital. She said, no way. She said, my daughter was born at Good Sam Hospital. I got the wrong one. Switched at birth, no doubt. I called Ruth over. I said, Ruth, you're not going to believe this. This girl, Kayla Marie, she's born the same day in Good Sam Hospital with the same name. Same name. They said, Ruth couldn't believe it, you know, couldn't believe that was the case. And I was wondering about that, you know, would they get switched at birth, you know, and I kept telling Ruth, we've got the wrong one. We got the wrong one. We got the wrong one. You know what Ruth said? She goes, David, I know we have the right one. I know. But I know. I was just joking, you know. I know we do too. I mean, it was just kind of interesting because I kept saying, but you know, a mother knows her child, don't she? Something about a mother that knows the cry of a child. It's something that when their child responds to something that's inside of them, that's a very natural thing that a mother knows their child. Amen. I want these kids to come, Sister Carrie, and they're going to sing for you this morning. Once again, they're only going to bring a portion of their class up today as well because they've got so many of them that it's sometimes hard to keep track of all of them.
love, a hug, and kiss.
Oh, Mother's Day, oh, Mother's Day. Oh, how I love you, Mommy.
Thanks, Sister Carrie, for bringing them up today. Hey, man, Brother Bob and Sister Carrie doing a great job downstairs. Downstairs. Amen. Maybe if you've received your gifts, Mother, I've got three special gifts, and I hope that there's three of you out there that found that you have a... If you take out that little compact mirror and you open it up, or if you have a piece of paper in there that says that you have a gift, I hope they all three got handed out. If not, we'll figure out something else. Just look at that, and that open up that compact mirror, and hopefully there's a piece of paper in there that says that you are going to receive another gift today. Sister Kiefer, why don't you stand up if you would? Anybody else? Anybody else? Okay. Who are you pointing to? My mom? Can you stand up still? Good. For a little while? Anybody else? Just look inside that mirror, and there's a little piece, might be a little piece of paper. It says that you're anybody else? Should have been three of them. I'll tell you what we're gonna do with this one here today. We're gonna give this to Sister Belt, all right? And honor of her, we appreciate it. Sister Belt. Today. All right, appreciate our mothers and what our mothers mean. Give all of our mothers a hand today. Now, all you kids, you're going to go home and you're going to be really good to your mom today, right? Well, I hope you are. I hope you're going to be really good to your mom. Treat her right. And you're going to maybe clean the house for her from top to bottom, right? If you would, turn with me today to the book of Proverbs. And I know you're probably anxious to get to the front of the line at the restaurant, beat the crowd, and... We'll try to be the 15-minute miracle man today and try to get share with you what we have in our heart this morning. Proverbs chapter 31, of course, this chapter in the book of Proverbs chapter 31 deals with the virtuous woman. And it gives many of the characteristics of a godly mother and a godly woman. And I don't want to take the time to read all of them to you today, although we will touch on many of them. But I want to read to you just a few of the verses here and share some of these thoughts with you today, okay? Why don't you drop them down with me to verse 28. Verse 28 is where we'll begin reading. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. That last verse there, give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. There's something about a godly mother that brings praise, that will bring praise to them in their actions. Their actions, their works, their efforts will bring praise to them. And today, if you would, I'd just like to share some of the ABCs of a of a virtuous woman and of a godly mother. When you read the book of Proverbs chapter 31 and you read about Solomon, the wise man, wrote concerning this virtuous woman, we see characteristics that are displayed in motherhood. And when you look at these characteristics, and you can do this sometimes, if you look at the characteristics of motherhood, you will find that they are also very similar to the characteristics of God. It's amazing that God would create a mother to be so much like Himself. And God loves and His children just like a mother loves her children. I want you to look at, first of all, that of a mother's character. The Bible says in the verse 12, she will do him good and not evil all of her life. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She will do him good. There's something about a character of a mom and of a mother that seeks to do good. She does good for her husband. She does good for her children. And she does good for her family. She's not in it only for herself, but she's in it to do good for all of her family. Thank God for the character of a mother. But it's not just that the mother has good character, but also a mother that plans ahead. If you read there in verse 13, it says, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is one that seeketh out. She is planning ahead, thinking ahead. I know in our family, Ruth is the planner. I just kind of like to take one day at a time as it comes, you know. But she's the one that sits down and thinks ahead. What are we going to have for dinner on Monday? What are we going to feed the kids on Tuesday? What is everybody going to eat on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday? She makes out the grocery list and begins to think about it. Myself, I would never buy another pair of shoes until my feet are hanging out the end of it. But Ruth, she thinks ahead, and a mother does that. They think farther ahead. You know, the kids are outgrowing their clothes. They're outgrowing what they're wearing. We need to purchase more. We need to plan for their lunches. We need to plan for their meals. We need to plan for their education. If it was left to a father, many things would go undone because of lack of planning. You know that? Many things would go undone because of lack of planning. When you look at verse 13, it also says, she worketh willingly. A mother is an industrious person. She is industrious. She is the homemaker who will clean the house. She's the one that does 1,001 jobs around the house. And it seems like that her work is never done. But she's always active working around the house. Do you know when it's amazing the difference that a home has when children are in it. You know, when you have children, they don't pick up after themselves. I know fathers, you think if they do, but they don't. Do you know that that children don't always they don't always clean up after themselves at the table? I know that mothers try to teach them that, but you know a mother's work is multiplied with their children. And I'm so amazed when I see large families. I'm so amazed at how, but you know, a mother with a large family, they have just as much work and they are so busy, but it's just as much work when you have one. You've got to stay after them, you've got to watch them. And I don't know how they do it with 12 kids. I don't know how they do it. And I remember, it seems like years ago now when I was, our kids were little and, I would take two of them, and I'm thinking, how do I keep track of these things? How do I keep track of everything? Ruth would go away for a few days, and you know, Kayla's hair would be undone, and it would be a mess. And I'm thinking, man, I'm just glad she's got her clothes on right, you know. But it seems like a mother always planning and always industrious and always working hard. Also, a mother in verse 15, it tells us she riseth also. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Here is the one that knows how mothers know how to manage their time. You know, it's the mom is getting up early and creating the breakfast. There's one boy that had got him a new job. He has got his first paycheck and And he was pretty excited about it. He was talking to some people about his new job. I said, well, what do you do? What's your new job? I said, well, I have to get up real early in the morning. And I have to get up early in the morning. I have to eat breakfast. I said, well, who fixes your breakfast for you? He said, well, my mom fixes the breakfast for me. She gets up and fixes me breakfast. I said, well, how do you get to work? Well, my mom, she takes me to my job and she takes me to work. Well, what about your lunch? What are you doing for lunch? And he said, well, mom fixes me a lunch to take with me so that I can take it to work. I said, well, after you've been to work, how do you get home? He said, well, mom comes and picks me up and brings me home. He said, I am so tired when I get home, and I'm so tired. I said, I come home, I eat supper. And he said, well, who fixes your supper? He said, mom fixes supper. He said, well, and he's just going on about how much he got paid. He said, well, how much did your mom get paid? He said, my mom don't get paid. She don't do anything. Sometimes, you know, we forget that the mom is the one that manages our time. The mom's the one that gets up and has the clothes laid out before the kids ever get out of bed. When Nathan was little, he didn't even have to, his clothes weren't laid out. He was dressed while he was in the bed. And then we'd have to drag him out and put him in the car. He ate breakfast in the car on the way to school every day. Time management. Ruth was good at time management. Mothers know that they have to prepare ahead of time. How many times did you wake up and smell the aroma of pancakes or of bacon frying? Boy, how long has it been since I've smelled that aroma? I mean, that aroma of pancakes and bacon frying in the kitchen long before you ever got up. Verse 15. And giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She is a provider. I know many men feel like that they bring home the bacon. But let me tell you, the mother is an awesome provider for her children. It seems like a man provides and he works and he brings home the money, but it seems like the mother knows how to make it last. Knows how to make it the most economic meals that you can make. Knows how to make things go so much farther. She is the provider. A mother is also the one that, in verse 16, it says, she considereth, she thinks. She's not just going about and just going about her labors, but every day she thinks ahead of what she's going to be providing. She is making life decisions for her children. She is planning way ahead, and that is a hard work for a parent, amen, to plan ahead for your children. She knows how to make the decisions. She knows how to think ahead. She knows how to consider what is the future is going to bring for her children. And so she plans ahead for them. Verse 17 says, she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. I've heard them say that the dress makes the woman. Well, I'm sorry, that's not always the case. Because I feel like it's the woman that makes the dress. It's the woman that clothes herself and goes to labor and goes to work. It's not all sitting around in a house with frilly dresses, but it's laboring and it's pulling your hair up in a ponytail. It's getting down on your knees and scrubbing and cleaning. It's working that a mother does. Amen. And a mother that is one that knows how to make a statement in her dress. I've seen this, I've seen this little skit that children do sometimes where they have a mother they have all the different roles of a mother. They have a young girl that's dressed as a doctor because a mother always has to be a doctor. They have a young girl that's dressed as a baker because the mother is always the one that is doing the baking. They have a young girl that's dressed as a maid in a maid's uniform because the mother's always doing the cleaning. They have a young girl that's dressed in all these different forms and fashions because it's all the roles that a mother has to play and all the clothes, different clothes that she has to wear. Verse 18 says, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good, her candle goeth not out by night. She perceiveth, she has insight into things that are beyond the realm of our children. She has insight into their life. And have you ever realized how much insight that your mother has and how much guidance she can give you because of her insight? It's amazing the intuition of a mother. How that she can think about what is going to perceive, what is going to happen in the future. And little thing that the kids did about all the things that mother's saying and all the things that moms say. But it seems like moms can see into the future, don't they? They can tell you and warn you of things that are going to happen. If you do this, this is what's going to happen. They can see into the future. And they can see in the future. And I wished I could have saw some things coming before they hit me. Amen. Verse 20, it says, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor. A mother is one that is full of compassion and charity. In verse 26, it says she speaks of wisdom. She speaks of wisdom. All the wisdom of a mother. And then in verse 27, she looketh well on the ways of her household. She is one that is caring. She is one that is a godly wife and mother. And she is looking out after the godly ways of her house. When you read all of these different characteristics of a mother, and you read down through there, and there's so many characteristics, but it comes down to verse 28. Her children arise up and call her blessed. That's why we're here today. We are here today to celebrate Mother's Day. I was listening to the radio this morning, and they said that the lady that fought for 10 years for the holiday, for this to become a national day of recognition of mothers. She fought for 10 years for it to be, and she's wishing now that she'd have never done it. I thought, well, that's kind of odd. Why would she be wishing now that it wouldn't even be a special day? And then she said the reason that she wishes now that it would never happen is because it is not what she intended. She intended this day to be a day of rest and a day of appreciation for a mother. But now it has become so commercialized, and it's commercializing it like they always do every holiday, that they see a chance to make a dollar, and it's become so commercialized. It's not about spending the money and what you buy your mom today. It's about letting her know that you appreciate and how much you love and care for her. I want my mom to listen to this. It's not about the gift. It's about how much you show your love and appreciation to them on this special day. It's not about so that you go out and get them flowers. It's not about getting them something, some special gift. Amen. But it's letting them know that, hey, this is your day, and we want to rise up and show you that you are honored and that you are respected and that you are appreciated and loved. This is your day. That the children will rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised. Listen to verse 31. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. In the gates. Let her own works praise her in the gates. There is a name that should be given for a mother. Her name should be recognized. Her name should be loved. Her name should be appreciated. And it should be something that is on, that when we speak her name, it is spoken in adoration and respect. When we say the word mother, when we say the word mom, it should be a word of respect and honor when we think about all that she has done. And sometimes when we think about Mother's Day, I know we think about, you know, our mom and giving her a time off, making it so that she don't have to do dishes or, oh man, Ruth's not here today. I'm going to have to do dishes. Making it so that she don't have to do dishes and give her time off. It's almost like she served a sentence for a year. And so for one day she gets time off for good behavior. That's not what it's all about. It's showing our appreciation and our love to them because they are mom and mother. And of all that they've ever done for us, to show their love for us, right? I appreciate mothers today. Would you stand with me this morning? The characteristics of a mom, and you are appreciated today. I think there's times when we think about mom, we take so much for granted. Take their care and their compassion, their love. We take it for granted, but there's more to it than that. There's more to it than that. This morning, Ruth's gone to be with her mom today. So she left where she was at early this morning, about 6 o'clock, so she could get there. A little before 8, she's calling the house. She didn't need to, I'm awake. She didn't call. But you know what? Even though she's off the job today, and so to speak, she still was worried about Nathan being up in time. She was still worried about what we were going to do today. Make sure that everything was put in order in our life. She didn't have to worry about it. I had it all under control. But somehow she didn't feel that way. She was worried about making sure that everything was just perfect. That's the way mothers are. Sometimes on Mother's Day, there's some of us that are blessed by having our mothers with us. But then there's some today that maybe your mother's not here today. Maybe you've lost her. Maybe she's gone on to be with the Lord. Or maybe she's far away today and you don't have opportunity to be with her. Maybe for some reason there's separation. Or maybe even it's because of sickness that you can't even be with your mother today. But you know, this is a time when we can, every one of us can look at our mom with appreciation and love and show her respect for what she's done. I don't know what your plan is today, but somehow it needs to include your appreciation for your mother. We take so much for granted, but I want to show my appreciation, my love for my mom today. I'm thankful for my mom and all that she's meant to me in my lifetime. I know I'm not much, but I tell you what, it's all because of my mom and my dad and the good Lord helping me. But I thank God for godly parents that point us in the right direction. Right? I'm going to give you just a brief synopsis today of our Sunday school lesson, if I can. And I'll be brief here. Moses was born in a very wicked time, very difficult time for his parents. His parents, when they looked, the Bible says that they saw that he was a goodly child. Not that just that he had 2 ears and 2 eyes and a mouth and a nose, but they saw potential, the hand of God upon his life. They saw the hand of God upon his life. And so the Bible says that when she saw the potential and the hand of God upon his life, she preserved him. She hid him. She went to great lengths. She did not want him to be destroyed by the generation that he was born in. We look at our life today, and let me tell you, amen, we're living in a wicked generation. And it's mothers that will preserve their family and preserve their children. They don't just throw them out into the world and say, hey, you know, we hope you make it. But they preserve their children. They want to protect them. They want to shelter them from the wickedness of this generation. And thank God that there's mothers that see the hand of God and the potential of God in their children's life and want to preserve them for the purpose that they can fulfill the plan of God in their life. Thank God for mothers. Thank God for our mothers today. Amen. Would you just lift your hand today and let's just give God thanks today for the mother that's in our life. The mom that He had given to us, that cared for us. Lord, I thank You, Jesus. Lord, I thank You for each and every mother today, Lord God, that has a desire to serve You, Lord God, to see their children raised in the house of the Lord. God, that sees the godly potential in every child. It sees, Lord God, the hand of God upon them and realizes, Lord God, that You've got a purpose and a plan in their life. Thank You, Lord God, for the mother, Lord Jesus, that preserves their children, that keeps them from this wicked generation, Lord, that shelters them and watches over them today, Lord. God, I thank You for each and every mother that's here today, Lord. God, that You would bless them and keep them. God, keep them in health, Lord Jesus. God, let them know, Lord God, that they're appreciated today. Let them know, Lord God, that we love them and we're thankful, God, that they have been brought into our life today. Lord, I pray, God, that You would bless them with a glorious day. God, let their children rise up and call them blessed today. Lord, let their children, Lord God, make a phone call. Lord, let their children, Lord God, swing by the house. God, to honor them on this very special day. And we give You praise and glory for what You've done in their life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen. I want you to make yourself an effort today. Amen. To show appreciation and rise up and call your mother blessed today.